There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Open your hearts, loosen your butts. It's time for Couples Therapy.
Yeah. This podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new jubu. They gon' talk about it, yeah, you are invited, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's couples therapy, couples therapy.
Hey! How you doing, everyone? I am Naomi.
And I am Andy, and welcome to Couples Therapy.
On Couples Therapy, we, a real-life couple, real-life comedians, bring you the best sets from our live show of the same name, where we have comics who are friends, siblings, lovers, exes, do sets together about their relationship.
Naomi, how are you feeling today on this wonderful Los Angeles October day?
I am doing all right, Andy. You know what I mean? I am excited to see you. For the listeners, we are holding hands intertwined because it's how we connect after a long day. I haven't seen Andy all day, and then we connect on mic. So you got to make it real. And I'm feeling good. How about you?
I know. I'm liking this. It's the hand-holding's feeling electric. Can you feel it in your ears, my friends? Can you feel the hands?
Can you feel the hands in your ears? I hope not. What's going on?
Is that a t-shirt? Can you feel the hands in your ears?
Nope, not merch. Hashtag not merch.
So, Naomi, my friend Adam came up the other day from San Diego.
Yes, and please, you know what? Tell him I'm sorry I didn't come out to say hi. You know, when you have friends come by and I haven't put on a brassiere or clothing, I just don't want to connect.
There was a point, well, I just tell people you're depressed at this point,
stop
which is true.
Stop telling people which I'm is depressed.
Which is true.
Not always. I was just tired. When Adam came, I was sick and tired.
And that's not some kind of offshoot or manifestation of depression?
No, maybe it was PMS, but not depression. You gotta label me correctly, bitch.
Anyway, I used to make excuses. I used to be like, oh, Naomi, she has so much reading she has to catch up on. She has a lot of InStyle magazines. They're just piling up.
Jeez. Oh, that's way worse. Yeah, tell them I'm depressed.
Yeah. But now I'm just like, no, she's depressed. She doesn't feel like seeing people. So anyway, we went to, whenever Adam's in town, he goes to Amoeba Records. Mm-hmm. And I went with him.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently Amoeba shutting down because the landlord raised the rent like $1 billion.
Oh, God. Can we have one institution?
And McNally Jackson Books, and same thing happened to them in Soho. It's a great bookstore.
I know.
Yeah. So anyway, culture's disappearing from all our major cities. That's the lesson. I blame global capitalism. So we were there, and I was just perusing.
Yeah.
You know, just a little perusing.
Cruising and perusing.
Damn it.
Cruising and perusing.
Oh, that's why you're the stand-up, and I'm the writer, because I would have to like sit there and like really noodle over that one for an hour or so before I came to cruising and perusing.
What a waste of your time.
Yeah, so I was looking through the albums, and I was like, oh, I wonder what Naomi's first album is going to be called. You know, you're in the process of you're trying to get an hour of material together,
yeah,
either for your first special, first album, maybe both at once.
Ooh.
Hey, you know what? That's what they do these days.
Yeah.
You got your special, and then they take the audio. People buy it on Laserdisc. I want to pitch you. I came up with a bunch of album titles for you.
Ooh, thank you so much. I love when you do the work.
I wanted to pitch them to you, see what you felt.
Okay. All right, I'm open.
Okay.
I'm open to your journey.
So they cover a lot of things. They cover a lot of aspects of your personality.
Okay.
No, one of them. So Chris Rock, I thought he has an album called Bigger and Blacker.
Yeah.
Special. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe that's a story area for us to to go in. So obviously, Naomi, you are black. So wow. Here's an album title. Let me throw it at you. Naomi McParagan, Unapologetically Black, .. And I'm not apologizing for it.
What? That's like some sort of Chris Rock meets Seinfeld nonsense, and I will not have it.
Mm-hmm.
Next one.
Hey, if we throw Ricky Gervais in there, we got that shitty HBO special. Okay, and then, of course, Amoeba is obviously also music-oriented. Some takeoffs of music albums. Okay. The Not So White album.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, Back in Black, ? Girl, my blackness never left.
I'm more into you saying, girl, my blackness never left. I really like your saying of the title.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, you're such a huge AC/DC fan.
Right.
That, you know, that would be. Now, okay, this one is going to require a lot of explanation.
Uh-oh.
Not too much. It's not a long, muddy walk to Payoff Valley, but it is a walk.
Okay.
So the album is just called Button.
Okay.
Okay. But this requires that you write a joke that has that has the catchphrase, which I just came up with last night, right, called "Just call me Button because I'm depressed."
Because you press a button?
Yeah, a button can be depressed.
Okay. Okay.
So the album's called Button, yep, but you have to write a joke.
I have to write a joke
with that catchphrase, and then you have to say it a lot,
repeatedly.
Right. Like,
okay,
who's the guy who goes, "That's your sign"?
I don't know what you're referring to. If anyone here knows what he's referring to, please tweet at.
Is it like
Naomi and Andy?
It's one of the blue collar guys. Here's your sign, and the sign says like you're an idiot or something. I forget what it is.
Okay.
Speaking of which, if you ever do a blue collar album, it could be called NASCARBS.
Oh, because I do like my carbs.
You like your carbs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if that, what a fun album title would be, Naomi McParagan, Carbo Loaded.
Yeah.
What about that? Oh, he don't like that one as much.
It's not a blue collar album.
No, it's not. It's just another option.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what else you got?
Okay. going with the depression theme.
Oh, great.
Sadness, comma, with a side of onion rings.
Ooh, I did have some onion rings this weekend that made me feel better.
Uh-huh.
So that is like, wow.
Yeah, sadness with a side of onion rings. And then this is more of like this is like closer to hip hop stuff, but it's called Sleep S.L. It's acronym.
Yeah.
S-L-E-E-P.
Yep.
And it stands for Sad Life Elicits Entertaining Performances.
You stupid boy.
And then finally, a bunch, you know, you're a true crime lover. So a bunch that are around there.
Thank you.
Murder, She Laughed.
Okay.
Cold Case Funnies. Or Forensic Funnies, either one.
Oh, God.
And then finally, Criminal Minds, Full Hearts, Can't Lose.
Wow. Andy, I want to say thank you so much for bringing that to me.
You're
welcome.
What
I mean? Like, for putting thought into that, for covering every aspect of my personality, the most pertinent points, you know, the sadness, the food, the procedurals.
Yeah.
And
just in case you also decide to do blue-collar comedy.
Right, right, right. Giving me that option to tap into that market.
Yeah.
Should you become my manager?
Well, let's see if my dreams fail. And then if they do, then yeah.
Ooh, that'll be a healthy working relationship. Can't wait to live with that. Boom!
No, my dreams are going well, so we're good for a little while at least.
Speaking of dreams going well, let's give these folks some tight ass sets.
I am so excited. We're giving you some sets today from just our latest show in October.
Oh, yeah. At the Virgil. This first set is from, these are two comics who we didn't really know. So this was really exciting to have them on the show and be so great. This is a set from friends Mike Malloy and Dave Borey. You have seen Dave on Conan, True TV's Those Who Can't, and other shows. And he's written for the Comedy Central series How to Be Broke. Mike performs at festivals all over the country and co-hosts the podcast Favored Nations with comedian Daniel Sloss. Get ready for Dave and Mike.
Roll it.
I'm gonna sit down because I saw Danielle do it and look comfortable.
She's going to start with a wheelchair joke. out the gate.
Certainly no meaner than anything they said to each other.
That's true. They made me feel like we're better friends than we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, we're really good friends.
Yeah,
I would never
love
say
you.
Anything that, Roger. There's times where I'm hard on you and I feel like you need to get your shit together, but nothing like that.
There's a lot of times that you're hard on me. I don't like it.
You need it, though.
It's not, it hasn't, I don't have my shit together any better than I did when we first met.
You absolutely do.
Why? Because I have 10 pairs of socks now as opposed to 4?
Yeah, that's 6 more socks. That's 12 more socks.
That's
6 pairs.
Good, that's a good, that's good for 2 years.
You're living much better.
All right.
Since I came into your life.
Don't berate me in front of people we don't know. I don't like the way that feels.
I know.
We've been friends for...
Not as long as everybody. It feels
no, like.
Like
2 years?
It's been hot and heavy, where, you know?
It's been heavy on my end.
Listen, you made it into the groomsmen lineup in a
in
year and a half.
2 years? That's such yeah. good timing. How long have the rest of your groomsmen been friends? Like, they had to, like...
Sloss has been friends with me for 5 years, and my buddy Kudo I've known since we were 13.
So that means I'm, like, twice as good as Kudo.
You were the minority hire. We needed one.
On today of all, to my face, my friend.
What do you mean today of all days? What is today?
It's nothing really. The Celtics lost. I was just talking shit.
It's a preseason game. I'll be fine.
Will you?
Yeah, no, I walk in here. This son of a bitch. We don't say anything mean to each other, but apparently when I walk in here is when he decides, hey, both your teams lost today. How do you feel about that?
That's not a bad way. Don't make me feel
as
bad.
As soon
for
as
that.
I get
fact.
In here, it's the first thing.
I didn't
thing.
Say, like,
well,
hey, you're
say
ugly
hello.
As fuck. I was just no, like, you... don't be like that. Let's talk about how we became friends. I want to say that I started being friends with you, because I went to 2 barbecues mm-hmm. that you were the only white person at.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy might be worth investing a future.
Yeah. I don't fuck with the whites very much. I don't care for their
which
tomfoolery.
Is crazy because you're so white.
Yeah.
Like I don't like when we hang out. You do the whitest like.
What white shit do I do? How
you
dare
you?
You
have 2 large screen TVs that.
That's
you watch
just
sports.
Baller shit. How dare you? That's not white shit. That's just.
That's white shit. They're side just, by side. Your wife hates it.
Yeah. Well, no, my yeah fiance.
Your fiance hates it.
I don't have a wife yet.
Well, you got a fiance. That's a weird way.
That's so weird that I still have to use, like, that word. That's weird. Fiance?
Fiance?
Yeah.
I mean, it rhymes with Beyonce.
That is true.
That's always good. I like Mike as a friend because he saves me from a lot of situations. I'm like a rascal, low-key.
He's a slippery boy. He
I'm a slippery... I don't think I'm a bad guy. I'm like a... Like, not like a bad person, but
you're
I have,
a problem, though. You're like Barry Sanders in the backfield.
Yeah.
You get it, you throw that screen pass to you, and you're all over the place.
And I'm on coke. No.
Yeah, and he's on coke.
Like, you got me out of a fight a few weeks ago, and I'm so thankful for that.
Is this the chicken wing incident
this is the
we're
chicken,
speaking of?
This is the chicken wing debacle.
Chicken gate? Chicken, wingate?
Wingate. 18.
Wingazi?
Yeah, Wingazi. I like that one.
Wingazi,
that's
I
why
think
we're
what
friends.
We
circled around it. I'm glad we hit yeah. it on the head at the end. I know. Because what happened? We went out drinking.
As one does.
And I was in a bad mood.
When was it? Because was there something that happened that had you in that mindset? Because you were just ready to fight over nothing.
Yeah, over chicken wings.
Okay, so here's what happened. I come back from the bathroom, and 4 men have circled around David, and they've made their intentions very clear that they plan to beat him up.
Planned.
They hadn't done it yet, but that was clearly their frame of mind, is that they were about to beat you up.
They wanted to beat the shit out of me.
A reason not to, and I presented myself. I got in between them. I was like, hey, what's going on here?
Which
and
comes
see,
to the real reason I hang out with you. Mike trained MMA, and he makes me feel safe. That's a lot of our relationship.
Yeah, you know, I dabbled.
But you saved me that night, and I've always really appreciated it because I think a lot of people would have left me.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people would have let you get your ass kicked because you probably needed it and probably deserved it.
Well, I don't think that that's the front we need
so,
to take.
So, no, I come in there and there's these 4 guys want to beat the shit out of David because he just went over and stole one of their chicken wings. We're at this spot called The Roost. It's a fucking dump. I don't know if any of you have ever been there. It's called The Roost.
I feel
it's
like you're not
terrible.
Saying it right. I wasn't like, Hey, and you piece of shit.
No, but like, you took their chicken wings, and that's a fucking act of aggression.
But it was cool the way I did it. It wasn't like, I wasn't like, hey, you pieces of shit. I was like dancing, and I like spun around, and then just like, I also grabbed a wing and kept dancing away. And I was like, nice with it. Like, it wasn't, you make me sound so bad. Like, I'm still the hero of this story. Right?
No.
Agree to disagree. I'm the hero of the story.
No. I wasn't like... I think, if anything, I'm the hero of the story because I saved you from getting your ass kicked.
First of all, they had 11 other wings. Greedy much, right? Like...
And it wasn't even a good wing that you stole. If this was a quality wing, I would have been like, all right, I see why you fucking risked your life getting your ass kicked by four people.
If some chubby stranger came up to our table... willy-nilly
over any wing, you're willing to fucking throw it on the line.
They wanted...
You're willing to put my ass in the breeze. Because now I got to fight four dudes? This is, you think that's something I want?
This sucks because this is so us. Like, I didn't think we were going to...
No, because we never fucking argue. We never fight. This is when we do it, when we get an opportunity on stage and they're like, hey, we got to fucking do something interesting. And we're like, how about we fucking talk about the things we're mad at each other about?
Are you not still mad at me about it?
No, but I haven't brought it up. And I feel like there's a lot that needs to be fucking talked about.
But you should feel good. I did it because I feel safe with you.
Thank you, David, that you feel safe enough to fucking put my ass against four dudes. I appreciate it.
We'd have been fine.
I would have been fine.
Yeah, okay, I would have blacked out. You would have been fine. But that's a testament to how cool I think you are that you could beat up four guys on my behalf. That's a good friend in my book. You're a good friend to me. I love you. Like, I don't know. You're
I love you too, but then I want you to stop pulling us in
David's
the situation.
Oh, David's such a monster. He just runs over and takes chicken from strangers.
I think
you
just
strangers.
Need to fucking do better.
Hide your babies from this chicken monster.
Yeah, he's a chicken monster.
And it's not
you're
like
running,
that.
You're literally chicken burglaring.
I'm not chicken burglaring.
You're burgling chicken.
I didn't burgle it because, hey,
you
didn't burgle. Eat it. I didn't eat it.
You...
I didn't.
Did it get eaten by anybody? It went to waste because they didn't want the chicken wing back, surprisingly, after
cowards?
You put your fucking grubby mitts all over it. But they wanted to, and I tried defusing it in not a fight way. I was just like, hey, he's just an idiot.
Yeah.
And I thought that would make sense to them. And they were just like, no, we still want to beat him up. And then luckily Ian came over, who's like gigantic.
He's bigger than both.
Because
so
I don't look big, but like... I can fucking hurt everybody here. There's
he's got
nobody,
that Boston anger.
I just—it's funny because I like scan the room to make sure that there's nobody I could beat up, but no, I could literally—not a single one of you.
You're so good at making friends. Now I understand how this happened.
I just like to remind people that if they get out of pocket in any way, I can throw them in a trash can. Just roll them down a hill.
That's a crazy way for you to live your life that you feel like you could do that to
most people. Why do you think I'm like this? Because in the back of my mind, I know that.
I thought it was just a white thing, to be honest.
I ran my mouth a lot, and I needed to learn how to fight because of that. And one fed the other. It's a symbiotic thing.
You know, that's also why I'm friends with you, is because you do talk way too much shit. But you do it against, like, bad people.
Yeah.
Like, Mike is always, like, people on Twitter will be like, R.I.P. Paul Walker. And then Mike will be like...
Hey, fuck the kid. Fuck him.
You know, you're like a social justice warrior for real.
Yeah.
Because you like to fight.
Let's mourn for Paul Walker and all the 16-year-old mistresses he left behind. Oh, boo fucking who. I wish he wrapped his fucking Porsche around a tree twice. Fuck him.
What a turn this took. You guys didn't think this was going to be the anti-Paul Walker set of the night. Come to find out. But that is the thing I like about you, and it makes me glad that I'm friends with you, because you're just always down, like, rapists, sex offenders, like, racists. You're
very bold of me to take a stance against those sort of people. What a courageous man I am.
Well, you know, it's hard for white guys these days. So.
It's as tough as it's ever been. which is like before there was no obstacles, now there's like the Sunday paper we have to jump over, and that's it.
You it's do just use slightly your white privilege harder. To help me out sometimes, and that's cool.
Yeah, I get you into bars.
You get me into bars when I don't have ID or money.
Yeah.
You checked me in at the Watergate?
I did. You had to, because David doesn't have a credit card, so every time that we
go on
the road.
Oh, okay. David doesn't trust putting his name on lots of shit. I don't have a credit card, though, and you put me down at the Watergate, and that was...
They held $1,000 on my account for like a week.
You have $1,000?
David, I'm doing well.
You have $1,000?
Several thousands of dollars.
Like...
Dozens.
Liquid?
Liquid, baby. Assets.
See,
no
that's
assets.
My problem. Most of my money's tied up in Taco Bell gift cards.
Yeah. You got into the silver game for a while.
I did get into silver, but
he's
then I had to sell
kidding.
It for rent. I sold all my precious metals.
I look like somebody who should have bitcoins, but
you
I don't.
You do look like you should have bitcoins.
I should have
you look like
every
an insider
time I
trader.
Put this outfit on, I should just get handed a couple bitcoins.
That's your only outfit,
like
though.
I unlock something in a fucking video game. It's just like, yeah, you changed, you put on this outfit, you get a couple bitcoins.
You do look like a Bitcoin baron.
Yeah.
You look like that kid from Blank Check grown up. Like, if he'd invested the money wisely, that would be Mike Malloy. Right? Like, you just trade MMA and you wear backward hats all the time and love video games. You're Preston McIntosh. If any of you remember that seminal film. That classic. Yeah, somebody raised their hand. Is that... Wouldn't it be crazy if it was Preston McIntosh? Like, he was like, I'm here! And then Mike beat him up.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, man. What else about our friendship do you like? Let's talk about the positives.
Oh,
I
we got like... the light, didn't we?
Did we get the light?
We?
Okay, I'm sorry.
We should probably wrap this.
Okay. Well,
what do I like about our friendship? Well, you're one of my best pals in the whole world, and my dog likes you second most besides me.
Even sometimes more than you.
Well, when you get there, yeah. He likes whoever he likes just came in the room because he's a hoe.
He is a hoe-ass dog.
He is a hoe-ass dog.
What else do I want to say? I like you very much. I'm thankful we're friends. We text each other in the morning, and that's not something I don't.
Yeah,
every time
I text David, I'm just like, he's not up yet, and there he is. He's up.
Yeah, I wake up way earlier than everybody thinks.
So much earlier.
Which is cool because everybody just thinks I wake up at 11.
That's just
10:30. Now I'm a hero. You know. Good life for me. Yeah, I'm glad we're friends. We don't have any anecdotes or anything.
We don't.
To end on.
Out. No, just the chicken.
The wing
story.
Thing was kind of our big.
Yeah, that was a big.
That was our big bit.
We got here at 7:45 and like, what are we going to do?
The wing thing.
The wing thing, right? We'll build around that.
Yeah, and then I think we did all right.
We did okay.
For
what
a couple of dumb rascals.
A couple of dummies. Yeah.
All right.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah,
everybody.
Thanks guys so much. Appreciate it.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, friends.
Before we get into the what we're going to talk about, I got to say, Dave and Mike, love their personalities. Love listening to them. I kind of want to be their friends.
I don't know. I'm worried. You know, Mike is obviously able to kill people with his bare hands. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I want you engaging with that kind of person.
No killer whites?
I mean, obviously, Dave seems like a calming influence on him. So if you hang out with them together, I think in the end it will be good. That could be fun for you. But I want you to be careful.
But they just seem like fun guys that would be like fun to just chill out with and eat. Well, they would eat chicken wings. I would eat cauliflower. Buffalo cauliflower.
That could be good for you. Because, like, I mean, isn't that like kind of a thing you're working on?
Yeah. But speaking of which, the thing I want to talk to you about today.
Yeah.
And by extension, all of you listeners out there in radio land, about socializing, about my lack of social skills. Well, not lack.
Oh, no, yeah.
I wouldn't say lack. I am a very friendly person. And
You're friendly. You're knowledgeable on an array of topics.
Yes. And, you know, we were at a party on Saturday.
Yeah.
A friend of ours' birthday party. And I had some wonderful conversations about when I was in grad school and philosophy, and a friend of mine from UCB that I haven't seen in a while. We talked about everyone's childhoods and, you know, and existential paths and all this
stuff.
Oh,
that's your favorite. Andy loves to come into a mix and get existential. This was actually a fun party in that, because we don't know so many people, usually we go to a party and tend to stick to each other. This was a good party where we got there early enough that we were able to secure chairs, seats at the bar, honey, and that's how I like to sit at a party. I'm not leaving. I get a good spot, a nice air pocket, and you come to me.
Yeah.
Whoever just passes through my area of my orbit, that's who I see. I will not be milling about.
Yeah. We go to a party and we form our own receiving line, basically.
And so this was one where we pretty much
planned
talked to different people.
Planned ourselves back to back. We were in different conversations the whole time. It was lovely.
Oh, that's like all I've ever wanted from a relationship.
Yeah.
But you were doing that. You were doing your thing.
But okay. So towards the end of the night, this woman joins the conversation. And so this is my problem with social skills, with my social skills in particular, which is that I'm not always if I'm not present 100% of the time, I end up sticking my foot in my mouth. Mm. And I'm often just like, often flights of fancy, all right? I'm like, in my head, I'm in a meadow, there's a unicorn, there's a Bigfoot, we're having a birthday party.
Oh my God.
And you know, sometimes I just like, or I just go off and I'm like composing a tweet in my head while someone's talking to me.
Jesus.
And just like, that's just what my brain does. And I've tried to control it before. And I can to a certain extent, but every once in a while, I just like drift off into cloudland. Mm-hmm. So this woman joins the conversation. Very nice. She's, I would say, like, you know, late 40s, early 50s. And we're talking, she's, you know, she lived in New York for a long time. And so we're talking about that. And I'm like, oh, I hate Los Angeles. And she's like, oh, no, Los Angeles is great. Great place to raise a kid. And I'm just like, I'm not putting all the pieces together exactly. And she is like talking about how she was in an indie rock band in the 90s, and she's married to a rapper. And I'm just not like really, I'm like off in my head for whatever reason. I think
I remember this moment. It was later in the night. So perhaps, you know, at that point it was about close to midnight. We had already been there a good 2 hours. You lose your energy. You lose your steam.
Honey, I got an hour in me.
Okay. Well, then that's no excuse. Go ahead.
I'm saying, like, I got an hour of pure focusing.
Yeah.
You know, I had a meeting. I had, like, a business meeting yesterday. I focused for that hour, and I was spent the rest of the day.
You're so delicate.
Oh, very. Yes. No, no. I am. I think I've said this before, but I am basically like a doily in human form. Just a lace doily with arms.
And so you're having the chat.
So we're having the chat. I'm just not paying attention. And I'm like, at some point, like, I'm like desperate for something to say. I just don't know how to, like, my brain's not functioning. I'm not able to like carry on the conversation. I go, oh, so you're in a band in the 90s. So that would put you right smack dab in the middle of the Riot Girl movement. And she's like, yeah, you know, I kind of invented it. I don't know if you knew that. And I'm like, and suddenly, like, it's one of those.
It's a Goodwill Hunting, Beautiful Mind moment.
Right. Like, in a movie, this would be, like, depicted in, like, you would see, like, metaphorically me fall in a pool at that moment. Like, just, like, life's. I'm like, oh, this is Kathleen Hanna I'm talking to. Married to one of the Beastie Boys. Suddenly all the pieces are being put into place.
Yeah, tell us all the pieces. Because, you know, I didn't really know the moment. As someone who didn't know indie, who doesn't know Riot Girl or indie rock, I still didn't know what to feel.
Kathleen Hanna, Bikini Kill. She's the lead singer of Bikini Kill. And just basically, like, helped invent the Riot Girl movement.
Oh, my God. So that's who you were talking to.
Yes. And also someone who, you know, here's the thing. And I was talking to someone the other day about it. I'm like, you know, it was the 90s. There was not, I couldn't, it's not like I could Google someone's face. I didn't know what she really looked like. There's very few people and bands that I was into in the 90s that I know exactly what they look like.
Andy, you do not have to feel bad.
I do, though, because I'm a fan of her music. And right. And so there's a little bit of like, it's not like it was just like, if she had been like, I don't know, from Blues Traveler, if I'd been talking to... Mr. Harmonica, what's his name?
I don't know.
John Popper from Blues. Obviously, I would have recognized him because he would have had a bandolero of harmonicas on one of those Chewbacca things that goes across his chest.
Chewbacca thing.
Covered in harmonicas. But, you know, it wasn't like a band that I was indifferent to or didn't.
Right. You knew. Yeah, it all came together.
It wasn't like the lead singer of Puddle of Mud or whatever.
I know you're just trying to name bands you don't like. And I'm like, you don't have to do that for me to get it.
Honestly, I don't. I couldn't name you one Puddle of Mud song.
Okay.
Anyway. it's just that I stick my... So it was... To me, here's the thing, though. That's shameful that I stuck my foot in my mouth, and I can't shake that emotion.
Oh, you're still feeling it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, we are 5 days later.
I doubt Kathleen cares.
Oh, I'm sure.
She's a very nice. She's like an incredibly nice person.
And I'm sure. And also, And sometimes I think when you do meet someone who you're really into, or people like, or someone who does have like such a clout and, you know, about them, it's probably better to not freak out and fanboy.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to then have a more equal footing in that interaction.
No, I definitely, like, I remember meeting a friend of ours now who is famous. I had no idea that person was famous when we met them.
Right.
And
are you just trying to let all the listeners know you have a famous friend? Andrew, please. We live in Hollywood now.
We live in Los Angeles. It's not like I live in Iowa and I'm really like kind of trying to, you know, go like, what?
I'm waiting. I'm like, what do you?
How many famous people live in Iowa? Right. If you lived in Iowa and we had a podcast and I was like, so I met this famous person. You would be like, oh, he's name dropping. He's really, this is more like, it's a kind of a fact of our lives here. We're, you know, we go to the supermarket. I was at the Grove and I walked past John Hamm. Like,
ew,
it's not.
That's the most LA sentence you have ever said that is like sick and disgusting. And I will demand it be edited out. My demand may not be met.
And I demand you keep it in to show what a piece of shit I've become out here in Los Angeles.
So, okay, you stick your foot in your mouth. That's okay. I think it's very humanizing and endearing. You're making friends,
but like,
bit by bit. You can become friends with Dave and Mike if you want it.
I have a new friend, Peter, and I'm over the moon that we are becoming pals. But again, I stuck my foot in my mouth. I was on Behind the Bastards like a couple weeks ago, and I think I said something on the show like, if you're a conservative, I asked him if he had conservative listeners. By the way, Behind the Bastards, another How Stuff Works podcast.
Very good. Very informative. Andy and I have both been on. Give it a listen.
So,
and you said
something. I asked him, we were doing an episode about Reagan, and I'm like, do you have any conservative listeners? He's like, yeah, we do have some. I'm like, oh, if I can talk to them for a moment. You guys are all bad people.
Okay. Right. All right. Now you're going to bring some of that heat our way, you know?
Which is
all
true.
All right, Andy, pop off your mouth.
In 2018, if you are a conservative, you are not a good person. But...
I can't with you sometimes. I can't with you.
But here's the thing. I expected to get a lot of flack for it. I didn't. I got one tweet at me. Uh-huh. One. Uh-huh. A single tweet saying, like, I liked your show, but I did not like Andy Beckerman. And let me tell you how sensitive I am. That stung. That stung like a million bees.
Yeah. I get it. Which is why I don't know why you have hot takes. You can't be coming out here telling...
Oh my God, are hot takes, Naomi.
You can't be coming out in these streets being like, so-and-so is trash, and then get mad when so-and-so comes for you.
Naomi, call me climate change because I got hot takes. Call me global warming because I got hot takes.
Okay. Okay.
Call me magma. So, anyway...
Sometimes, listeners, he work my nerves, and I'm not allowed to say anything because then he get mad at me for cutting him off. So then I just gotta roll with it. You feel good still?
It's a good life skill for you to have.
Excuse me?
Uh-oh.
That
was a step too
far.
To
just roll with whatever you say?
I recognize that now as a step too far, and I'm apologizing.
And that's how you make love work. Thank you, Andy.
So I said, I met Peter for lunch the other day, and I said, I was saying this to him, I'm like, I got this one tweet at me. And I knew he had been, I don't want to tell his story, but he had been troll. I kind of knew it, but I didn't really know it. But he, a couple years ago for something he did, he had like been trolled by a bunch of like incels and white supremacists and pieces of shit like that. Can I say that? Is that a hot take in 2018? Can I call white supremacists and incels pieces of shit, Naomi?
Sure.
You're worried that I'm still going to get flack for that. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're not. No, that part's not it. That's not what this is about. Go on.
And then he went and after I said, this one tweet hurt my heart. He's like, yeah, you know, for a period of a month or so, you know, I got a lot of people wrote blogs about me and anonymously attacked me. And I'm like, right. Shut my white fucking mouth. Anyway, Naomi, the point is, I know that I think we've talked about it before on the show, but you go into a lot of interactions with a set list. You go into especially brunches with my parents. You go in with a set list. And I've always kind of no, just improvise, man. Having a conversation is just jazz.
Yeah, you love to riff.
Yeah. I'm the Miles Davis of conversations.
Uh-huh.
In that I am on heroin.
I was going to say, are you a black man on heroin? Go on.
How about Ornette Coleman of conversations? No, but we'll find a fun conversation there. But here's the thing. When you're too free, that's when your foot goes straight in your mouth. And that's the lesson, folks. Don't be free like me. Be like Naomi. Have a set list going into every conversation. Control that conversation. And then get out and go home and take a nap.
That's the gospel truth.
We'll be right back. Here's a commercial.
Hey, y'all. Wanted to pop in real quick and let you know that if you like what you hear and you want to support the show, there are a couple different ways.
Most of our support comes from our wonderful Patreon community. For $5 a month, you get 2 bonus episodes of just us, mostly spilling the tea, and occasionally searching for crazy bread in Los Angeles, plus lots of other bonus content. We love our page pals, and we couldn't do this without you. And if you want to join, go to patreon.com/couplestherapypod.
We also have merch, which includes Gotta Miss a Bitch and Jubu t-shirts, yeah, which you can find in the link tree in our Twitter or Insta bios.
And for absolutely $0, you can rate and review the show on Apple.
5 stars, please. It'll only take 10 seconds, and it helps us tremendously. Okay, that's it. We love you deeply. Now back to the show. Welcome back, BBs.
Yeah.
Oh, we missed you. We are going to give you another wonderful live set. This is from Max Silvestri and Gabe Liedman. They are writers, comedians, best friends who have co-hosted the long-running show Big Terrific along with Jenny Slate.
Do you remember seeing that in New York?
You know I do. Who didn't?
I remember going in Brooklyn.
Oh, did
off
you?
Off Bedford? What was that place off Bedford? We don't know. Anyway, go on.
But we have seen the show, and it is wonderful. You guys, Max has been on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Broad City, and The Good Place, and you can see his latest special on Netflix's The Comedy Lineup. Gabe has written for shows like Transparent, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Broad City, Kroll Show, and Inside Amy Schumer.
By the way, guys, just a note. If you don't remember Dave and Mike's set, Max and Gabe are referencing that right at the top. So go back to the top of the show, listen again to Dave and Mike's set, and then come back and listen to this if you don't remember.
Give it up for Max and Gabe.
Roll it.
What's up, guys? How is everyone? I'm Max. This is Gabe.
Hi.
We're a little off our rhythm because we were going to talk about how we can beat up everyone in
yeah.
the audience.
We're so violent and strong.
Yeah,
and
like a big thing about us is our physical explosiveness and our ability to dominate people on the ground, which is where most fights end. And
all of my confidence lives in my body.
Yeah. Did we just get the light 40 yeah. seconds in? This was so fun. The point is, I've always respected you. Good night.
Yeah, good night. We're a couple.
Yeah. We've been best friends now for 13 years.
12, 13 years.
We've been hosting a show together for that long. It feels crazy to watch all these couples tonight. I don't think we've ever had a fight.
That is what we've been talking about in the wings here, is that as long as we've been friends and we work together, we've never raised our voices at each other.
Not once. Not ever had a serious disagreement.
Yeah.
But it's not because I don't think we disagree about things. It's just because we live in a really sensitive, passive,
yeah, I think we
non-confrontational space where we like
little squishy hearts.
Yeah, we take the pain and we like dig a hole 15 feet yeah. deep in our backyard, and then
I
we bury it.
I just smoke it. Yeah. I smoke the pain.
We both have houses with chimneys, and we just scream into the chimney when we feel mad. The one thing I think our biggest disagreement was maybe when someone once asked us which we prefer.
Yeah, so at our live show, we like to do a Q&A. You can find
please.
Be shy.
Oh my god.
Please.
Oh my god.
I would rather you
and
be
this moment will be huge for people listening at home, but the point yeah. is we gracefully handled
a
someone
really
coming
cool
back from the back
audience
room.
Member is finding their seat right now.
Yeah, yeah.
For anyone
we like
else
energy.
Listening.
Oh, she's leaving. Okay. Oh, wow. I guess we didn't handle as well as we thought.
I actually did not see that coming.
Wow. I felt like a maitre d' and apparently just fucking running her from the room.
What more of a fucking red carpet yeah. did that fucking person?
Luckily, I can probably beat her in a physical fight, which is, again, how we measure ourselves against all audience members
right.
day in and day out. Sorry, but anyway, we do a Q&A at our live show.
Yeah, we do a Q&A at our live show, and we think, like, oh, that's a nice way for everyone to get to know us. There was one question that really divided us.
Which do you prefer?
Okay. Oh, which do you, I feel like it was which feels better.
Yeah, which feels better, you're
which
right.
Which feels better, sneezing or stretching?
Yeah, whoa, the right first answer. Before
I heard
we
a sneezing.
Answer, on the count of three.
Scream it.
Yeah, on the count of three, scream it.
Scream your answer.
3, 2, 1.
Stretching, correct.
Right.
Stretching.
It's crazy.
The
it's crazy
answer.
If you said stretching. Like you should live in a home if you say stretching. That's so.
I do live in a home. That's so weird.
The truth is, I'm outnumbered. I think most people think stretching feels better than sneezing.
Feels so good.
So, are there some sneeze heads? Wow! I love this crowd!
Damn.
You're so lucky because I can crush any of you in a physical fight, which we have to keep at the forefront. I feel like this was such a wild
disagreement. So many sneezes actually feel bad.
Yeah, but like, don't they feel like wild and necessary in a way that stretches or like
wild
homework that you're like, I did it, and I guess it's nice... I know this info, but a sneeze is like, I just took a shit in 1 second. Like, it's like cold brew concentrate or something where you're just like, I want the syrup.
And I hate cold brew.
That's the only thing we disagree on.
I'll take an iced coffee over cold brew. Anyone else? Iced coffee over cold brew. Yes.
But I did want to...
It's just yesterday's coffee.
It's just that's a good slogan for a cheap iced coffee place.
Yeah, it's just yesterday's coffee.
It's just yesterday's coffee.
It's not going to make you feel weird.
Just to clarify, we do not have hot coffee. If you want hot coffee, please go next door to our sister store, which is Today's Hot Coffee Now.
Right.
We are yesterday's coffee today.
Yeah.
It's confusing. We file taxes separately. The main reason we were excited to do the show is because I wanted to ask you on stage deeper about a very important story in your life.
Ooh.
And also mine, which is that when you were growing up, you hired a dog psychic.
Correct. Okay. So,
and my partner and I, of 7 years, Leah, we have been talking about getting a dog psychic, which is its own twist. But I want to know.
And I'm the person in your life who has experience with it.
Yes,
right?
Literally. I'm like,
so,
I mean, you know, yeah.
I wouldn't say that I was the hiring entity. It was my mom. My mom found the psychic. We had a big dog, a bull mastiff, and she was very bad.
Yeah.
She
was a very bad girl. Was this the dog that eventually wore pads?
Well, when she got her period, sure.
Which was
just wear them, you know.
So very early in my friendship with Gabe, this was maybe 2006, 2007.
I
there
grew
was
up
just
with
like
a horse-sized dog who menstruated, and that explains my fucking outfit and my voice.
And I'd had one dog that didn't menstruate, and I just—it was like you had this group of friends where like, oh, and then of course you. When that dog, we would visit, and she had the pad because her period was really intense at that time. And it was just so much information
Don't
that
flow
I downloaded.
Shame my dead horse-sized dog who needed psychic intervention. She had a flow that matched her body size, which was gigantic.
This is a very stupid question, but...
Why didn't we fix her?
That's my question.
Because it wasn't up to me. It was my fucking fat stoner parents who are psychos. Who were like, why would you do that? It's like, because everyone else did. When will that be a good enough answer for you people?
We bought the pad that you can throw in the dishwasher. The dishwasher, not the laundry machine?
Yeah.
That's when we all turned.
Everyone.
He said horse-sized period like three times. And everyone's just like... We are
charmed. Well, that's
charmed.
Nature.
And
that's
I
nature.
Say dishwasher, and everyone turns
You're
on
getting
me.
The appliances involved that kept us in nature.
Yeah. The baby's milk bottles or whatever being washed with that. But anyway, sorry. Let's go back to... No, but it was like, I was like, oh, this famous dog. This famous dog.
She was a very famous
dog,
yeah.
And this is, like, I have a dog and, like, a big disagreement.
Her name was Rosie, which is your dog's
yes,
name.
Yes, my dog also is named Rosie, the connection between them. And, like, a big, we got our dog. This is crazy. She was already fixed. She had already
Whoa!
Been. Yeah, no, it's nuts. But we adopted her when she was a puppy, already fixed. And a big disagreement I had with my girlfriend is that I am, like...
Should we put her uterus back in?
Yeah.
Can we get it from
it's
eBay?
In the freezer. Either I want to throw it out because I need the freezer space, or we should put it back
you
in.
You stick
or
it back in and you pump it.
You
like...
pump it. Yeah. No, I'm just like, it makes me, I love my dog so much, but it makes me sad that she will never feel sexual pleasure or the joy of being a mother.
Was she just female circumcised?
No, but I just
mean... Oh, being a mother, sure.
Yeah, it's just not in the mix anymore when your dog's fixed, that they're not going to be like, I'm in it to win it, which is how I describe female sexual pleasure.
But females... Females can have sexual pleasure when they're not trying to have a baby.
I guess... Yeah,
I've read
but I
that.
Don't know.
Obviously, again, you can hear my voice.
I don't think female dogs are having a lot of for her sex. I don't think dog sex is as...
Well, this is why you need a psychic.
Generous.
You could ask her.
Yeah.
You could ask her directly.
So,
are
yes,
you
so,
horny?
Yeah,
are your needs getting met by the corner of the couch? Or your own fucking face.
Rank the top 10 objects in our home that make you soaking
so
wet.
So hounding.
Yeah. So walk me through why and how you got a dog psychic.
Okay, so our big menstruating horse-sized dog was very badly behaved. And she liked to just eat everything in the house, especially plants. And
like a horse or like a
like
cow,
a horse,
or she would just kind of
she would graze on potted plants and mini indoor trees and shit like that. And my mom wanted to tell her you should chew on your toys.
Sure. Because I'm sure you're buying her toys, right?
Oh, she had plenty of toys. They just weren't as interesting to her as the potted plants were. So my mom wanted to get that message to her, found a dog psychic online who lived in the South. I grew up in Philadelphia. Hold for 11 hours of a pause. And then...
And weirdly, I've now known multiple friends that have gotten dog psychics. They're sometimes called dog communicators. All of them live in the South. They're not all the same person.
I guess we didn't ask about her future. She was a communicator.
Right.
What's Rosie's career going to be?
right, yeah.
Period queen
She's
of the...
She's going to come into money.
Northeast. Yeah.
She's a dog. Yeah. She's going to keep eating and shitting until her organs stop or whatever happens
with
dogs.
That's actually what happened.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So she found a dog psychic online. She lived in the South. You tell this woman what your dog's name is and where you live, not what breed it is, not what she looks like or what she likes. And then you set up a phone appointment with her.
And there was never any discussion of like, or should we fly down there? Are you in the area?
Phone is best. This is the method.
Dogs famously respond to speakerphone.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you make an appointment, and you say, Rosie.
And it's like her calendar is nuts, I imagine.
There was quite a wait. Quite a wait. We lost a lot of plants in those months. And finally, it was like time for Rosie and Philadelphia's appointment. The lady got on the phone with my mom, and she said, you know, what seems to be the problem? And my mom said, Rosie's eating the plants, and she's not chewing on her toys. So the lady was like, okay. Rosie says, why don't you hold up one of her toys so she knows what she's supposed to be chewing on? So my mom did.
And can I ask, is she, like, doing a little bit of, like... Is she making noise to communicate with Rosie? Is it a little bit of like, okay, let me ask Rosie that, and then it's like...
And then a bit of silence.
And a bit of silence as if she's just...
It's ESP.
ESP over the speakerphone.
Landline.
Yeah. But I just...
No, it wasn't speaker. This was all... This is my mom's...
Is she handing the phone to Rosie?
No, it's all ESP.
Oh, it's all ESP. I'm sorry. I feel like a stupid piece of shit.
Does not need to be on the phone.
Okay, of course.
Dog's just being a dog on the floor. Gushing blood. At all times. They actually get 11 periods a week. Dogs. It's kind of like how 1 year is seven, whatever.
Yeah.
So
in dog periods.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
11 a week. It's crazy. So she said, you know, my mom holds up a toy and is like, this is a toy. And the dog's like, oh, interesting. That's my memory of it. The dog's like...
Oh, yeah, I've seen those around the house. Yeah, for sure.
Very interesting. Yeah, okay, sure. I'll chew on that. And, okay, now show me a plant. What should I not chew on? My mom's like, this, you know, shook a little plant in the pot. And then it was like, okay, great. And the lady was like, I think she gets it.
I'm getting a sense that she now knows like, the difference in a way she didn't before.
Got it. Uh-huh. And then my mom... Bless my mom, said, does Rosie have any questions for me?
Like she's running a Q&A at a university or whatever.
I don't know when this line of communication is going to open back up.
Yeah.
So I'm
I'd love
so
to
curious.
Open it up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so curious. What does Rosie have any questions for me? And the lady said, actually, she does. And Rosie's question was, what's a chicken? Because sometimes she ate chicken. I'm doing the logic there. She didn't go on to explain. Her cut and dry. Rosie's only question.
Part of her diet in a big way, though, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Enough that she was like, What's a chicken?
Like, eating this every day, and I just would like love to. And so,
I would love to know.
How did you answer that question?
My mom Google imaged chickens, and a page of images of chickens loaded on her oversized computer. And the dog, in my memory, was like, uh-huh. Mm. Oh, okay, interesting.
G2K, good to know.
Got
very happy.
It. I'm so glad I asked.
Yeah.
And that was the end.
This is a great sesh. Oh, man.
And then she kind of stuck to her toys, continued menstruating, and...
Yeah. She can now focus on her true love, which was menstruating.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I've been really distracted
once the
by...
Once chicken...
What I, yeah. Get down to
mystery,
business.
Yeah.
This is... So we have talked in our home about getting a dog psychic for our Rosie, mm-hmm. because some friends have done it. I don't believe that ESP is necessarily... true hard science, but I do think
that's
it would be a
confusing.
Fun way to spend $140 or whatever,
yes.
Just like to have a woman in South Carolina be
and
like,
and this was pre-Venmo,
yeah,
so you can imagine how the payment went
cutting
down.
A check to this off-the-grid loose cannon who is...
so satisfying.
You can imagine all the intense dark messages she's getting from dogs mm-hmm. and not charging for. She's just like, I'm hearing a lot of bad news, but I don't get paid for it. But my girlfriend...
You can book her at whatsachicken.com. It's apparently the only question any dog ever asks.
My girlfriend will not let us get a dog communicator,
really?
A dog psychic, because she is afraid that despite this whole business seeming to be like, well, she loves that she's a snuggly bunny, and she thinks that your face is so cute, or whatever you charge dog owners for. My girlfriend is worried that we will get a dog psychic who will be like very excited to communicate with Rosie. So pumped to have your $200. Sure. Oh, God, Rosie. Yes, that makes sense. Well, she's saying that even though she appreciates all the work you've done since you adopted her, she wishes she was back at home on the beach in Puerto Rico with her sisters, and she wants to know why you took her away from there. And when can she go home, because she really misses her sisters. Nonsense! This is insane. We give this creature so much money and love. It is absolutely... We swaddle her in three blankets, two of which I was given as groomsmen gifts in a wedding.
Oh, wow.
In our bed each night, and just pet her ears and are like, we love you so fucking much. We love you so fucking much. The idea that she would want to go back home to like eating fucking rat corpses on Dead Dog Beach in San Juan is incredibly unlikely.
It
but that's
happen.
Why we can never talk to a psychic.
But does she know what a fucking chicken is, or what?
No, she doesn't at all. Anyway, I'm sorry we don't have a wild disagreement. We love each other and have
for 12
years.
And now we're going to wrestle!
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Good night.
Bye.
Menstruating dogs.
What?
What a life.
I've heard it all. I've officially heard it all.
I obviously know other animals, other mammals menstruate, but I thought like, what do animals in the wild do? Just free bleed? Do they have diva cups? What goes on?
Yeah, they free bleed.
What goes on in the
wild? Maybe if they're like animals with thumbs or paws, they create some sort of pad out of leaves. I don't know.
Hey, now that's an untapped market. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. This was a lovely time to spend with you, Naomi. Lovely time to spend with you, listeners. If you want to hear other episodes, if this is your first time listening to the show, you can subscribe and find other episodes on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast from. You can find the show on Twitter at Naomi and Andy. Naomi's on Twitter herself at Blacktress. I'm on Twitter at Andy Beckerman. You can find the show on Instagram at Couples Therapy Pod, and you can always go to couplestherapypod.com for merch needs, to get tickets to our live show, and for other things that are on a website. Naomi, speaking of live shows, we have a live show coming up in Washington, D.C., the seat of Hell World.
I know it, sister. You guys, we are going to be at Benson Ball. Our show is Sunday, October 28th, 5 p.m. at Eaton Workshop. The show will be free, but you need to reserve yourself a seat.
Yes.
So go to the Benson Ball website, find us.
Or go to couplestherapypod.com, and under See Us Live, you can go to the link and you can reserve seats there.
Yes, do it.
It will fill up fast. It's a kind of smallish venue, so make sure if you want to see it, reserve those seats now.
It will be wonderful.
Also, on the 3rd of November is our next live show here in Los Angeles at the Virgil. It's going to be great.
Yes, we've got a dope lineup. We've got Jenna Friedman, who you may know from her Adult Swim show Soft Focus, with her boyfriend Josh Epstein.
From the indie rock band Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
We also have Zach Fox and Jack Knight, hilarious comedians. Jack is also on Netflix's comedy lineup, if you've seen that.
Yeah, Nick Turner and Nick Vatterott, Will Miles and Julia Rossi, old friends of ours. We love them all. So make sure you come out and see that if you live here in Los Angeles. Again, get tickets under See Us Live on CouplesTherapyPod.com. Naomi, it's been a genuine joy to do this episode with you.
You've really taught me a lot.
I hope you pick one of those album titles.
And I hope you know you're a real prince.
Guys, tweet in your favorite title. Or suggest your own. All right. Thanks so much. And see ya. Bye.